Well, this is so fascinating. I don't know whether you all heard that. I think it leads me to something I really need to say, that all of us, Douglas included, of course, all of us have a built-in huge resistance to this vision of who we are. A huge fascination combined with a huge resistance. And it takes the form of existential terror. It really can do. Not in all cases, but it can do. And the dark night and all that. And I think this is something we have to go through and live with. And it's a very good sign if we will say, well, who I am may be terrifying, but I'm going to live with who I am until the terror goes. And I'm not just going to escape from it. It won't let me escape. I'll stay with it. And then I think it goes into reverse. And if you want scripture for this, which is unnecessary, but you can have it, in the Diamond Sutra of Mahayana Buddhism, it says, if you can see into your void nature and not be frightened, this is quite unusual or something, you know, it's like that. So if anyone else here is a bit scared at this, I would say, that's probably a good sign, and stay with it, and it will reveal its other side. And this is where we can help one another by being open with one another and loving one another in this vision. But my reading of it is, you're not scared now. You were scared years ago when you saw this. But it is a sheer blessing, really, isn't it? It's such a good point we needed to bring out. If you find a resistance in you, this is only to be expected.
Do you think that fear is in itself conditioning?
The fear is?
Feeling that fear.
Yes.
Is conditioning.
Well, I would say it's very fundamental. It's very fundamental. I suppose it is conditioning, yes. But it is very fundamental, this fear. Why are we scared of seeing who we really, really are? Well, I think it's death. It really is. Because when I go up to myself, I do go up to myself. This is an arrow. It's a fatal arrow, really. Because look at that from here. That guy in the mirror is human. Of course, Douglas is human. That's something. Maybe dying. May have only a tiny shelf life, but at least it's human. And I come here and to say a region where I am revealed to be cells, but not even human. And then you come to molecules and atoms and so on, and you come to where there's nothing left. And not even goo for the undertaker to undertake. Or what do you call them, morticians in this country. So it is a kind of death. And we're scared of this because it is death. But it is death which is followed immediately by resurrection. So I die as Douglas, and I'm resurrected as all of you just at this moment. And it's not that I'm dear old Douglas giving his life for you. It's the way it is. And the marvelous, beautiful, beautiful, wonderful thing, I think, is that we are designed to give our lives for one another. The only way I can receive you now is to vanish as Douglas and disappear as Douglas and be resurrected in your favor. Now, that's incredibly... I mean, the world is a cruel and difficult place, and my gosh, isn't it awful, really? But when you go into it, the heart of the thing is self-giving love, really. And the only way you can take in Douglas now is to disappear as you and be resurrected as Douglas and turn around and all the rest. So death and resurrection is the name of the game, I think. And that is why we're scared of it. It is a kind of conditioning, I suppose, why we're scared of it, and rightly so. But it seems to me a most incredibly beautiful design for living, which we miss out on, dying for one another. You know, we really do die for one another. Not because we're nice people, but we're built that way. To disappear in each other's favor, and disappear without trace. Without trace. So isn't it, Bob? Yes? You're in my line of fire, you see.